And so if there are any of you out there who have some fear of your brothers and sisters, in other words, I couldn't just drop you in the middle of Five Points at 3 o'clock in the morning and you feel totally peaceful in case you're in denial. And if some of you think God or the Creator is something that's frightening or something that punishes, he says that's what's happened. It's become very fearful to you. He says, and so when people are fearful to us, the Course says you then bargain with people. Now, what the Course calls bargaining with people is nothing but you trying to seek a special relationship with someone in which you see some scraps of safety. I basically don't trust people, but I am looking for a few relationships that I think are really safe for me sometime. Provided we're not upset with each other about who washed the dishes. Because we really get uptight about important things. Okay, now you with me? I'm afraid. I don't trust everybody, so I'm looking for a few special relationships in which I see some scraps of safety. And we'll have a bargain, which means I will give you my love as long as you do certain things that I expect you to do and not do certain things I don't expect you to do. And then I say, I'm going to be in a relationship with you until you do some things that I really don't want you to do, too. We have a bargain. And in return for that bargain, we see some safety scraps. Do not try longer to keep apart your thoughts and the thought that was given you. In other words, when you bring the way you think and the results of the way you think has brought you in terms of permanent peace, and then compare that with a thought that is saying you are only love, you deserve only love, and that's all you deserve. When you bring those two thoughts together and you perceive where these two thoughts are, which is in your mind, the negative thought about yourself is in your mind. The loving thought about yourself is in your mind. So you have to bring these thoughts together in your mind, and then the choice between the thought of treating yourself really, really awesomely good and the thought of giving yourself tons and tons of crap and temporary happiness like you've done in the past, choosing between those two thoughts would be no more difficult than waking up gently, opening your eyes in the morning when you're not sleeping anymore, sleepy anymore. In other words, if I had a really loving relationship, and then at the same time I had a relationship that was full of anger and guilt and conflict and fear, and I brought those two relationships together, the choosing between the two of them would be as simple as waking up in the morning when I no longer am sleepy. Paragraph one. Now, the sign of Christmas is a star. So that's a light in darkness. Do not see the light, do not see the love, do not see the power as being outside yourself, but see the love as shining within the heaven within yourself, and accept the fact that you're seeing the light inside yourself is the sign that the time of Christ has come. The fact that you are seeing some love inside of yourself, that is the sign that Christ has come. When you love you, Christ has come. When you love you and you see the light in you and you see the joy in you and you see the good in you, that is the time of Christ, according to the way the Course defines Christ, which may not have anything to do with the way we learned it, which was, you know, Christ the terrormonger. Okay, so now, how can you tell when love has come? How can you tell when the Christ has come? How can you tell when the truth has come? How can you tell when Spirit has come? Well, the Course says, he comes, love comes, demanding nothing. So anyone that loves me comes to me not demanding anything of me. Demanding anything of me. in Christ's presence, which simply means in love's presence, the whole idea of sacrifice loses all meaning. So if I'm in the presence of something that loves me, there is no possibility that I could even have the thought of losing. Okay? If it's real love, I cannot lose it. If it's real love, I cannot lose it. If it's real love, you cannot lose it. If it's real love, you cannot lose it. So if I'm in the presence of real love, I ain't worried about losing you, and I'm certainly not worried about what you're doing with somebody else, and I'm certainly not worried about where you are, and I'm certainly not worried about anything, because if it's love, I can't lose it. If it's love, I can't lose it. Now, all together, after me, go. First, I say it first. Okay, you ready? Yes, but. Okay, now together. Can we all say it together? Here we go. Yes, but. Okay, everybody feel better?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. All right. Y'all have nice, round, juicy yes buts out there. I just want to let you know. Okay. Remember, you do not have to believe what I'm saying. So since your belief isn't necessary, then we can just listen. Because that's the only way a new way of thinking can be introduced. But one of the characteristics of a new way of thinking is that it will sound different from what you believe, which is what defines it as new. All right, are y'all together on the definition of new?
Yeah.
New isn't the same. New means what? Different. Okay, so am I saying something pretty much different from the way you were programmed and taught from the world? Of course I am. Okay. One of the ways you can tell that what you believe is not true is you are not satisfied. One of the ways you can tell if you're really following your own inner guidance is that you are satisfied, grateful, fulfilled. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. So that's the only test you need about your thinking. Work back from the result, and you can tell whether or not you're using correct cause. So be aware of a miserable person telling you how to be happy, or a person who argues and judges and criticizes and telling you how to be loving, because if they knew how, it would be reflected in their own behavior. But that's not saying they can't point you to somebody else who does know how to do it. That's what I'm doing. Because I'm as much a learner as you. Okay? I need to remember that. Every time, Earl, every time you lose and you think you're losing or you think you've lost, you made that idea, because nobody's demanding you to sacrifice but yourself. Even if somebody else wants you to sacrifice, you've got to be the one that's agreed to sacrifice. Earl, you need to stop trying to protect yourself through the way that the world says you should protect yourself. You should start protecting yourself by going where safety really is, and safety is in God, safety is in love. Earl, stop trying to get a few special relationships in which you see some scraps of safety where you're always bargaining with each other and the love is totally conditional and you can possibly lose it very easily if you don't act right. Earl, take these thoughts you've been thinking that don't really make you feel good and bring them with the thoughts that's telling you that you deserve to be happy. And actually, when you bring those two thoughts together, you're going to find that choosing for the part of you that wants you to be happy is as simple as waking up in the morning when you don't need to sleep anymore. So, how can you tell when love has come? If it's love, it doesn't ask you to sacrifice. If it's love, it doesn't make any demands of you. And if it's love, you're not afraid to lose it. Because you are the host to God. You are the host to love. And all you need to do is just invite the love in that's already there. I'll say it again. All you need to do is invite in the love that's already there. So how do I get to the love? I sit here right now and I say, I want to invite the happiness and the